Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon. God bless you. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live today from New Jersey. That's right. I'm in the state of New Jersey, and I want you to know one thing, that God is alive. He is not dead. Praise God. So we're just going to just give God praise on today. And I want to welcome you to the Word Today Radio Broadcast Ministries. On today, I'm not going to be before you too long, but I want to speak about a topic that's entitled Breaking Free from Mr. Pharisee. Breaking Free from Mr. Pharisee. We are living in a time that is almost 2,000 years beyond the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The church is alive and well. More people are being saved today than any other time in human history. Amen. For these are very, very grateful situations. These things are very grateful. Amen. But however, I got an issue. There's a problem. What you mean, man of God? Well, there are some things that are the same way as they were in the days when Jesus walked the earth. There is a spirit at work, and it can easily entangle us, and we can find, or we can even be found standing against Jesus. I'm speaking about an attitude of the Pharisee, a spirit of self-righteousness that is blind to the heart of true messages, the true message of Christ, taught and died to make available to us. In other words, I'm saying that spirit of Pharisee will blind your eyes to the truth of Jesus Christ, the gospel. Amen. And I have a question for you on today. Have you ever had someone condemn you, make you feel guilty about something that the Bible says or the Bible gives you liberty to do? In other words, have someone made you feel bad because the Bible told we to do something, but yet, because we have the liberty to do that, they want to sit there and condemn you, make you feel bad? Then you have been influenced by the Pharisaical spirit. Amen. Jesus was constantly confronted by this attitude, spirit, and belief system. The entire 23rd chapter of Matthew, it records that Jesus' words to the scribes and the Pharisees about their hypocrisy. Amen. Here is a sample of what he said. I want you to go to your Bible in the book of Matthew, the 23rd chapter. I'm going to start at verse 25. This is what it says. It says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortions and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men, bones, and are uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." And see, one of the things is this here. For the sake of simplicity, I want to say this. Let me build some thoughts around four words that start with the letter C, that covers some of the things we should attempt to avoid in our Christian lives. These are some of the characteristics of the Pharisees in action. See, I wanted you to write these things down if you can. Praise God. If you're not, you're going to have to go on our website or go to my Facebook page and replay this message on today. But the first C is this here, control. Control. Using religion to suffocate people's call and creativity. I'm going to say it again. Control. using religion to suffocate people's call and creativity. The Pharisees used their spiritual position in the community to control other people. Their teachings was rooted in fear and was carried out with hypocrisy and manipulation. You see, they wanted people to do all these different things that they wasn't even doing. They wanted folks to live a certain type of lifestyle, but they wasn't even living it themselves. Amen. There's some attitudes. For example, fear of failure is greater than courage of faith. I'm going to say that to you again. Fear of failure is greater than courage of faith. What we can't do outweighs what we can do. So these are some attitudes that people had. Amen. What we can't do outweighs what we can do. Adam and Eve were presented with a world of opportunity. Only one thing that they could not do. Amen. We only had one. Tend to see a world of prohibitions, and only one opportunity. What you mean, man of God? Well, get together and talk about how nasty the world is. Have you ever done that? Just sat down with some people and you just start talking, having a group session. And you think about when you turn on the news, how disgusting, how bad this world is becoming. You know, just this morning that I was watching the news and it was showing this video footage of this guy that asked this man for $2 and the man didn't have it. So his friend took out a razor and they're showing this man this slicing this man's face on TV. You know, we're living in a place that we understand that it's coming out of control. Now we tend to see, amen, all these things happening. We have an opportunity to do great things, but yet also there's some things that seem to be limited at times. What you mean, man of God? Well, it's like as much as free option we have to do a lot of great things, it's a dangerous world. Some things will stop us or slow us down. You know, for example, the law is about our inability. Grace is about Jesus' ability. Let me say that to you again. The law is about our inability. Grace is about Jesus' ability. We must never use the lost condition of the world as an excuse to refuse to witness and to share Christ with the world. I'm going to say to you, I want you to get this. We must never use the lost condition of the world as an excuse to refuse to witness and share Christ with the world. See, the fear of man is greater than the fear of God. Isn't that true? So some places, a lot of times, fear of man is greater than the fear of God. Religion tends to put far more stock in what some other brother might say than what Jesus really saying. In other words, some people, they tend to think more about what one brother would say than what Jesus is really saying. Matter of fact, religion is concerned about looking good and being good. Can I say it again? Religion is concerned about looking good instead of being good. Religion is about what you should do instead of what Christ has done. See, in other words, this is this religious spirit. This is that Pharisee spirit. They're concerned about everything but what God is saying. They're concerned about everything but what Christ would do. In other words, we need to understand that my point number two, there's a comparison. Amen. Jesus, he denounced the Pharisees for their list of do's and don'ts. Interestingly enough, their list of do's contained the things that they actually did, and their list of don'ts failed to contain the things that they would have condemned them for. In other words, therefore, it was a law of their own making. So what they were saying, do as I tell you, but don't do as I do. But we can do what we can do what we're telling you not to do, but you can do it. So they were just contradicting. They were hypocrites. Amen. And then the list grows longer, and our groans grow stronger. Can I say it again? The list grows longer and our groans, it grows stronger. Matter of fact, it's not even about our list. It's about his life. You hear what I said? And see, because a lot of times we put everything before God. And I want you to know you can't put things before Christ. It's not about our list, but it's about his life. See, the subtle trick of the enemy is that we never put those things that have us deceived on our list. The man who smokes a cigarette is a goner, though my gossip is acceptable. Mm-hmm. So in other words, the man that smoked a cigarette, he's a goner, but my gossip is acceptable. Yet the scripture is very clear about gossip. It says that it is set on fire. Watch this now. Gossip is set on fire by hell and doesn't mention smoking. Neither is good for you, but you get my point. In other words, we know that if you smoke, it's bad for your health. But then gossip, being a gossiper, is just as bad. But it don't talk about smoking. But the point is, though, neither one of them are good. Amen. For your health, spiritually speaking as well. Amen. Point number three is condemnation. Condemnation. Finger pointing, judgment, criticism that rules people unfit and unacceptable. This is the age blame game that was demonstrated in the Garden of Eden, where sin entered in the human race. You remember that, don't you? Adam blamed Eve, Eve blamed the serpent. Amen. Religion pointed at Jesus and said, sinner, unclean, liar, demon, possessed. They wanted to crucify our Lord and Savior, which they did. But these are things that they said. It's what religion does. See, we're not talking about the true believer. We're talking about that spirit of religion. We're talking about Mr. Pharisee. Come on, somebody. The enemy will pound you with the law to get you under condemnation and then use deception to keep you away from the grace that comes to us through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I want to say this. Which is behind it, the thief or the shepherd? In John 10 and 10, which is behind it? Well, in John 3:17, it clearly tells us that Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world. He came to save the world. Yes, the world is under condemnation, so it is not our job to keep on piling on. It is our job to share Jesus with them so that they can get out from under that power. Amen? I hope you're getting something. Number four. That's the fourth C, clicks. We are the only ones. You know, people always say we are the only ones. We got it. We holding it down. We, like Jehovah's Witness, said we are the only ones going to heaven. But the clicks. The church is not a spiritual social club of the elite who have promoted themselves to lead the organization. We are sinners saved by grace. We are sinners saved by the grace of God with a message that none of us measure up in and of ourselves. We need a Savior. We have one, and his name is Jesus. Amen. And I want you to know, we are to go into the world without becoming like the world. Can I say it again? We are to go into the world without becoming like the world. We are a family where babies are constantly being born. Our tribe is growing. We are not some clique for the elite. We are the family of God for all who believe. I want to say that one more time. We are not some clique for the elite. We are the family of God, all who believe. When you try to make it by the law, you end up looking more like the devil than like Jesus. My goodness. Can I say that one more time? When you try to make it by the law, you end up looking more like the devil than like Jesus. Amen. I want you to read in the book of John, amen, the 13th chapter, verse 34 to 35, amen. And it deals with love, but I want you to understand something. May we all deal with the Pharisees that we sometimes see in the mirror. In Jesus' day, no one liked to hang around the Pharisees, especially sinners, because they always were under their judgment and smug self-righteousness. May we be like Jesus on today, beloved? I want to ask that question. May we be like Jesus on today, who was found among sinners, loving on them? They followed him, and many changed their lives because their hearts were convicted of their need to change. How many of you out there today have a need to change? How many of you all want to change? I know you're out there listening to my voice. We will either live a life that draws people to Christ or pushes people away from Christ. People in our world are not hungry to be a part of some religious system that exists by fear and manipulation. Deep inside, what they really hunger for is to be free and to be who they were created to be. This is only possible through Christ. Amen. Listen, if you're out there and you're listening to the broadcast on today, and you said, Pastor, man of God, God has truly spoken to my spirit, spoken to my heart. That's me, man of God. I need a change. I need forgiveness. I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm hurt, want to be healed. I want you to know that even now, today is your day. I want to pray with you. There might be someone listening to me on today and said, well, Pastor, how do I become saved? I want you to know on today that today is your day for salvation. I'm going to pray with you, and then I'm going to do the simple prayer for those who want to receive Christ as Savior. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we just bless your name on today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for truth and righteousness. Lord, I ask you even right now, Lord, as I'm praying, there's someone that says, Lord, I need a change. Lord, that you would change them instantaneously. Lord, in the twinkle of an eye, let their life change. Let the shackles fall. Let them be free from bondage in their mind, in their hearts, in their feelings, in their soul. Lord, that you will cover them under your blood, even right now. Lord, we thank you right now, Father, for freedom and liberty. We thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to serve you in spirit and truth, and not in the form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Not serve you with a religious spirit or a Pharisee spirit, but Father, serving you in spirit and truth. Now, Father, to all those that are listening under my voice, those that are on the chat line, those, Father, hallelujah, that are around the world on today, I decree and declare miracles in your life. I decree and declare that God shall continually raise you up and bless you and place your feet on solid ground. I'm praying for families on today. Lord, that you bless the families that are listening, that you bless each and every one from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord, that you will just continue to, Father, to open doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. But most importantly, Lord, that you will be glorified and Satan will be terrified. Oh, Lord, that you would arise and your enemies be scattered. Father, you arise and your enemies be scattered. And even right now, Father, bless my sister Kailisha, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her heart, Lord. Strengthen her and continue this to encourage her, Father. Bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Bless Carlos and Teresa and her family, Father, that you will continue to pour out blessings that they have no room to store, Father, for their faithfulness, Lord, for them seeking you. Bless Brother Richard even right now, Father. I rebuke and bind up that spirit of nicotine. I come against everything that will cause him to stumble, but Lord, give him endurance Father, remember Sister Hallelujah Maquita right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would bless her, that you continue to strengthen her, give her rest, that she would feel rejuvenated. Bless Brother Isaac on today, Lord. Let you just continue to speak to his spirit, Lord. Speak to him, Lord. Speak to him, Father, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Synthesize, Lord. Synthesize his earlobes, Lord. Synthesize it, Lord, that he will be able to hear your voice, Father, in season and out of season. Lord, I thank you right now for Sister Jasmine. Oh, Lord, that you will bless her right now, Lord, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, bless her husband right now, Terrence. Lord, keep him, Father, under your blood on tonight. Remember Sister Pearl. Remember Brother Corey and his wife, Venus. Remember T.Y., Father, Lord, and all the other members, Lord, that you have called me to minister to. Lord, remember my family and my siblings and my children, Lord, that you continue to keep them covered under your Father. We thank you right now, Lord, in the magnificent name of Jesus. And for those that are wanting to receive Christ as your personal Savior, I want everyone to repeat this after with me, but after me. Amen. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. This day, I ask that you come into my life, come into my heart. I receive you on this night as my personal Savior. Satan, I denounce every connection with you, every area that we have been connected. I disconnect you right now. I serve you notice. I'm pulling the cord and I'm cutting the silver cord in the name of Jesus. And this day, this night, I receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior because I believe that he is the Son of God that died for my sins and was resurrected on the third day. And with that being said, Lord, we just thank you right now for the souls that have given their life unto you on this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, I want to let you know, if you pray that with me, amen, I want to send you some information. I want you to email me at info@citywidecog. That is info@citywidecog.org. Praise God. That's our email address. Email us with your prayer requests. Email us with your praise report, whatever it is that you need. Amen. But if you email me and you said that sinner's prayer with me on tonight, I want you to know that you are saved. Amen. And I want to help you continue on your walk. Amen. The Bible declares that when one person gets saved, when one person that was lost is found, that the angels, come on somebody, the angels in heaven celebrate over that one soul. So there's a party going on in the heavens on tonight. Amen. Praise God. And I want to let you know, you can visit our website, praise God, at www.citywidecog.org. Once again, that web address is www.citywidecog.org. You can go there, visit our website, so you can stay up to date with the different things that's going on at Citywide Church of God in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. Also, you can sow your love donations to the ministry by going on our website. We have a link for the donations for our PayPal account, amen, under the church. You can also become a prayer partner or a ministry partner where you can sow on a monthly basis a certain amount that you would like to sow into the ministry. Amen. I want you to know that we're having a fundraiser this coming Saturday. We're having a fish fry. If you're in the Phillipsburg, Eastern area, come on down, Phillipsburg, New Jersey, Eastern PA area. Come on down. We are having a fish fry. That's why I said a fish fry. I said fish fry. Yes, like I said, French fry, but it's fish fry. Amen. And that's going to be commencing at 1 p.m. until about 6 or so. And listen to the food is gone. We are asking for a love donation of $6. Comes with a nice fish sandwich, chips, soda. We're going to probably have tilapia and whitey. We'll have a combination so you'll be able to choose. Amen. I was thinking about something else going on that plate, but this is what we have right now, praise God. Also, we're having a fundraiser for the building fund. We want to raise funds to purchase our own building. Amen. I just posted this on Facebook earlier, praise God. And we are looking to be able to do some things that's going to impact our community. We want to do daycare, a Christian daycare, amen. We want to do, amen, transition supportive programs. We want to be able to do mission work, food banks. We want to be able to help folks and men and women. If they're homeless, that they'll have a place, we'll have the resources. So we're working diligently on this. So, sir, ma'am, please come out and support us. Go to our website, amen. Once again, that's www.citywidecog.org, amen. And please join me, amen, this coming Sunday. My goodness, we got some great things going on at Citywide COG, amen, Citywide Church of God. We have our Sunday morning service, the outdoor tent revival. It's outside the four walls, bringing Jesus to the streets. Amen. At 11 a.m., 203 Chamber Street, Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And then, guess what? Two of our members are about to jump the broom. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Brother Isaac and Sister Maquita will be getting married. Oh, we're going to have a wonderful time as these two wonderful couples come together in matrimony. Then we have a few other people in our ministry that are going to be also doing the same real soon, around next month. I'm excited about what God is doing, and you should be too. I'm looking at how God is just raising up our leaders and the people in our ministry. It's such a blessing. The young people, the dancers, praise and worship team. God is an awesome God. Amen. Listen, you need to join me the rest of this week. Next week, actually, we're going to be, amen, with some special guests. I'm supposed to be in Tallahassee, Florida on the 17th. I'll be on Preach the Word Network. I want you to keep us in prayer. Don't forget Thursday night. That's right, Prayer Wars International at 11 p.m. on our conference line. So once again, listen here, beloved. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm just delighted to be here. Amen. We haven't been on the internet in about a minute because we had took a break of a two-week vacation. This is our seventh year. Somebody say seven. Seven is it's the resting day, huh? But 7 years. The word for the day, praise God, has been online. Over 65,000 listeners. Come on, somebody. God is good. This word is getting around the world. Amen. On Twitter. Praise God. On Twitter, Facebook, Black Preaching Network, you name it. It's all over the place, YouTube. So we just thank God for what God is doing. Amen. And I want you to just encourage your heart. Not to give up and keep your eye on the prize, which is your high calling. What's your high calling? Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, we're about to get on out of here. Amen. And my mouth, I'm a little thirsty. I do want to say one thing. It may be hot today, but it's hotter than hell. So nobody wants to go there. We're going to keep on seeking God. Let's keep on praising. Let's bring that gospel to the street. Let's share Jesus with somebody in his dying world. Praise God. But listen, kingdom blessings upon you and your family until we meet again. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. God bless you. And God keep you. Good night.